mean, can you even imagine what it would have been like to have been born in a manger?
Yeah, I know. I wonder whatever happened to baby Jesus.
Well, he grew up. You knew that, right?
Yeah. Wait. Are you telling me that baby Jesus from the Christmas story is the same guy as the adult walk on water Jesus?
Yes.
It's the same guy.
Yeah.
I just never put those two concepts together before. Well, I wonder whatever happened to him.
You know about the whole cross thing, right?
That's the same guy? Come on. Baby Jesus was the Jesus on the cross.
What? I mean, there was some time in between. But yeah, he was born and he grew up and taught people. And then he died on the cross. And then he rose again. And now he lives in our hearts.
Wait, that's the same guy. The Jesus that lives in our hearts. I guess sometimes, you know, I forget to put two and two together.
I guess.
It's almost as if we need to stop seeing Christmas as an isolated event and see it as more of a continuous story of our salvation.
Yeah, actually, that's exactly right.
Is this the same? Same guy.
Good morning and Merry Christmas. Look at the person next to you and say, it's the same guy. It's the same guy. Wow. What an awesome privilege it is. Oh, somebody just got surprised. Crystal just got surprised. She's so happy to see her family. What an awesome opportunity that we have. It's a blessing to be able to have service on Christmas Day. And so want to welcome all of you that are here in person and those who are watching online and on our Facebook page. We're so honored. I wanted to welcome you at the beginning because once this plane takes off, we ain't making no landing. So it's going to be good. The title of our program is Great Joy, and we're going to just have some great joy. But before we get started, I wanted Mr. Gene Burie to stand because he has something in common with Jesus. Today is Gene Burie's birthday. Happy birthday to you, Gene. and he's got his helper right there. Well, today you're going to be blessed by some incredible singers and musicians and speakers and all of that. And just so honored to present to you great joy. Can you put your hands together and let's give God praise? We're ready to go.
Thank you.
We want you to sing with us. We're going to sing Joy to the World, all right? And you can sing as loud as you want.
Here we go.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing. The second verse, He rules the world. Here we go. He rules the world. Say,
He rules the world
with truth and grace. Heard on high. You know that? Come on, say.
Thank you.
I want to tell you just a quick story. We have been rehearsing since when? What month did we start? I think it was October. And the reason we started so early is because we did two engagements at the Patriot Club. They had a Christmas lighting event at the Patriot Golf Club, and that was on December 1st. And they also, First Bank had an event that they invited us to, and we did most of this music, which was really cool. And we've been rehearsing since October. And there was a lady that was a part of our rehearsals, very faithful. And she wasn't able to sing with us then. And she's been ill, but she's here today in the audience. And I just want to say on behalf of all of our singers and band, Lisa Gillen, would you stand? We're dedicating this concert to you today. Love you so much. Love you so much.
joined me. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the years. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere. Yuletide by the fireside and joyful.
tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a heavenly host, and a multitude praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
imagine a child born to a virgin, conceived by immaculate conception, a child born to fulfill the law of the prophets, born to reverse the curse of Adam's sin, and charged with the incredible responsibility of redeeming fallen humanity through his purposed sacrifice on a man-made cross. Imagine a child who existed in the beginning, but now lies in a lowly manger under the adoring eyes of a mother that has no idea the cost of the life she's birthed. A child who is literally God in the flesh and will live daily without sin, without fault, and walk a journey laced with multiple odors of death and constant ridicule because his very existence is a threat to the reign of the seated king. Imagine a child called by the prophets, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I Am, Emmanuel, God with us. A child that because of his ultimate sacrifice conquered death eternal through his resurrection, giving us all access to choose redemption if we simply accept his love and receive salvation. Oh, what a gift we have in Jesus Christ, our sent Redeemer. Oh, what a gift we have in this precious child that was born to save the world. Because of this child, we no longer have to fear death. We can have eternal life. What an incredible gift we have in this precious child. Born by our Father in heaven through divine intervention in a lowly manger to a virgin named Mary. Will you receive this awesome gift, which is God's awesome love? Imagine this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Totras on the bass. Chris Clayton on the saxophone. Want to ask you a question? Have you heard about the baby? The child of Bethlehem? Have you heard the blessed story? 'Twas peace, goodwill toward men. He came from God the Father to be our dying lamb. Have you heard about the child of Bethlehem?
Child of Bethlehem, have you heard the blessed story? 'Twas peace, goodwill toward men. He came from God the Father to be our dying lamb. Have you heard about the child of Bethlehem? Have you heard about the baby, the child of Bethlehem? Heard the blessed story, 'twas peace, goodwill toward men. He came from God the Father to be our dying lamb. Have you heard about the child of
I'm tired. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all within me. Every day is joy, knowing you are Savior and Lord. I'm reminded as I reflect upon your goodness. Your love and mercy endures forevermore. Say, soul and all within me. Every day is joy, knowing you are Savior and Lord. I'm reminded as I reflect upon your goodness. Your love and mercy endures forevermore. Bless the name. Bless the name. Oh, 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 yeah.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless the name.
Wonderful.
Lord.
Come on.
Bless.
Come on and bless the name of the Lord. Come on and bless the name. Come on, if he's been wonderful to you, bless his name. If he's been your counselor, bless his name. If he's been the God who heals, bless his name. We bless your name, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. Oh, 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 oh. We bless your name, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Come on, would you just give God another hand praise? Hallelujah. Well, it has simply been an honor to share this cantata with you, and special thanks to all of our singers who worked so hard for and band, and just truly enjoyed this journey. And we just pray that you enjoy the rest of your Christmas and with friends and family. We're going to sing one more song, but before we do that, we're going to receive our offering and. Amen. And let's give a Christmas offering this morning. And I tell you what, let's, Charles, let's serve everybody if we can. Can we do that? That way they won't have to come up, because we're going to sing one last song. And I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray and give the benediction in one fell swoop. All right. Now, those of you online, you can go to the website and give, and you don't have to worry about putting that up on the screen. So cute. All right, if you have that gift ready, just lift it up, or your phone, or however you're giving. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to give to you the last offering of 2022. And so, God, we thank you for your provision all this year. We thank you, Lord, that the seed that leaves our hand never leaves our life, but it goes into our future and it multiplies. So, God, we thank you that we're blessed to be a blessing. Come on, say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Come on, say it again. I'm blessed to be a blessing. So we give this morning with cheerful hearts, because you are good and you are God all the time. Now lift those hands toward heaven. I give you the blessing found in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000-fold more than you are, and bless you just as he has promised you. Let me just say this one thing as they're giving, they're passing the buckets. Next Sunday is the first Sunday of the year. You do not want to miss next Sunday. All of the children are going to get goodie bags filled with goodies, and all of the youth are going to receive something. All of the adults are going to receive something. Everybody that comes next week is going to receive something. It's going to be awesome. And so we invite you to come January 1st, 10 a.m. Sunday morning. All right? All right. This is our last song. Thank you again for joining us.
Tell it to all in every time. Ring Christmas bells, toll loud and long. Your message will.
proclaim with one accord. Go tell it. Loudly proclaim.
Thank you. go tell it. Go tell it. Go tell it.